And good morning. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday. As is typical in recent weeks, a lot of moving parts in the news cycle this morning. Of course, the State of the Union, a big story earlier this week. We now have some new accusations. I don't know that it's risen to the level of scandal yet, with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. We also have a new gubernatorial candidate in Idaho. We'll talk about later on the program. But right now, without further delay, let's bring U.S. Senator Jim Risch on to the Neil Larson Show. Senator, welcome. How are you?
Neil, glad to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you on, Senator. So let's start, I guess.
Is this winter ever going to be over?
I don't know that it ever is. I think we live in Narnia now, where we have this everlasting winter. But
this global warming is killing us. We had our 11th coldest and snowiest winter in Boise, and it's tough. I'll tell you, spring is going to be very welcome this year.
Yes. How is the weather in D.C.?
Well, D.C.'s right on the line, so one day it'll be, I think we had a 77-degree day here, and then the next day it's 34, so it swings back and forth. It just depends whether the jet stream's coming from the south or from the north. It is very variable here.
Yeah. All right, Senator, let's dive in. Let's talk about your former colleague, Senator Jeff Sessions, who's now the Attorney General. He's facing a little bit of an issue this morning because he apparently did meet with Russian officials. He says it had nothing to do with the election, and the media is saying he contradicted his testimony from his confirmation hearing. So you tell us what's on your mind about this Jeff Sessions issue.
Well, first of all, to say it's a scandal that one of us met with a foreign official, that's really rich. I've personally met with, there's 200 countries on the face of the earth over the last 24 months. I've met with public officials, high public officials from at least half of them. I mean, this is not unusual. This is not uncommon. There were people present when Jeff met with those people, as I understand it. Certainly, if he met with them to plot against Hillary Clinton and to hack into emails, that would be inappropriate, and he'd have to do what he'd have to do in that regard. But he says he didn't. I take him at his word.
So do you?
It is not this meeting with foreign officials. Just simply not.
Yeah. Senator, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we're hearing a lot of background noise or something. So,
well, yeah, I'm moving from one meeting to another. I'm sorry, but
no problem.
Schedule is so closely. You got to do it.
Here I am. We're talking with Senator Jim Risch. Senator, do you think it warrants further, further scrutiny here, or is this much ado about nothing?
Oh, well, I think it's the latter. I think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, they're gonna. They reach every time there's any scintilla to grab a hold of. But look, there's Jeff said he's done nothing wrong. I take him at his word. If somebody has evidence otherwise, then let him come forward with it. And
yeah.
I have no doubt that he'll do what's right.
All right, let's talk about the president's State of the Union. Going back a couple of days here, a pretty well received speech. In fact, a lot of people are saying that's the best speech he's given, and one of the best. Well, it wasn't officially a State of the Union speech, but something like it. So, your takeaway from the president's speech earlier this week?
Well, you know, I was sitting about 20 feet away, and right there when he walked in, and I have to tell you that I was I saw a president. He carried himself like a president, spoke like a president, and the nature of the speech was very much a classical State of the Union speech, and it was interesting to watch the national media because they hate him so badly that it's difficult for them to actually judge what he said or what he did or how he said it, but they had a tough time criticizing it. They really did, and for good reason. I mean, it was he stood up there like a president does and articulated very well his vision and his hopes and dreams for America.
Van Jones, you know who Van Jones is, the communist guy from the Obama. Yeah. He had praise for the president. He cited that moment where he recognized the widow of the Navy SEAL who died, and he said in that moment he became president of the United States. Do you think the waters are going to calm a little bit after this if even his worst critics from the left are giving him praise?
You know, I do not think the waters are going to calm. It's hard to describe in words the atmosphere back here. I mean, you heard me say that after the election, you know, what they first have to do is come to the realization that they lost, and a lot of them still haven't done that. You go from that stage to anger, and a lot of them are hung up on the anger stage. And there's that anger translates to hate, and there's just a poisonous feeling of anger, of hate, of a bad feeling back here, and they won't let it go. And you see these marches and protests going on all over. These are simply people who won't accept the result of the election.
All right, we're talking with U.S. Senator Jim Risch. I want to ask you about waters of the U.S. because President Trump is moving very, very quickly, and the repeal of that regulation overreach, it appears to have begun. So tell us what good news, I think, in your mind, that will be for Idaho's farmers and others.
Yeah, well, first of all, you've understated it. It hasn't begun. It's over. It was a two-step process. The Congress had to pass a resolution to be signed by the president that rolled that back, and then the president had to sign an executive order, which further implemented. Both of those have been done. They're over. The nightmare of the waters of the United States is behind us, and it's not going to change until until the left takes over again. But the original law, everybody wants clean water and clean air. The problem is when you hand it to the bureaucrats, they overreach and cause all kinds of difficulties with it. The Clean Water Act was not touched. It is fully intact, and it is intended to give jurisdiction over navigable waters, but not to every puddle and pond and stream and borrow pit water that exists in the United States, and that's what the EPA wanted, of course.
Senator Risch, earlier this week there was a report out, and I don't know if the White House has released anything official yet, but there was a report that the president may be softening his stance on immigration. Not on the wall, not on border security, but on what to do with those peaceful illegal immigrants who are here. And number one, have I, in your mind, characterized that accurately? And number two, do you agree with that? Are you okay if there is a pathway at least to legalization for some of those who are here illegally?
Well, I think probably you've characterized that right, but I think it's overblown. I mean, certainly when something gets done here, it's a give-and-take proposition. Mm-hmm. And I think what he did was he signaled that he wants something done, and as a result of that, he's willing to give and take. I think that both sides have red lines, and obviously for me, amnesty is a red line on our side, and I think it is for most people. But having said that, look, if the wall gets built and we actually secure the border, and then we go and adopt a workable guest worker program coupled with E-Verify so that we know who's here and who we're letting in, I think the American public is going to be satisfied with a program that eliminates people that are troublemakers, people that are people that we want in the United States, and not necessarily a path to citizenship, but at least that they have some status. But that's the end of the line. That's not the beginning of the line. And there's a lot of green between here and the goalpost before you get to that point.
All right. And last question. I've been asking you this every time we've had a talk. The other hot button issue is the Obamacare repeal. There's a big headline this morning on Bloomberg that says Republicans hide new Obamacare draft under shroud of secrecy. What can you tell us about the repeal of Obamacare?
Well, I guess if there is such a thing as being hidden from all of us under a shroud, look, the criticism is that the Republicans do not have a plan. And that is a legitimate criticism. We got lots of plans. The difficulty is everybody getting on board behind one. And it is this. People who think this battleship is going to turn around in a day, it's simply not going to happen. This was 8 years in the making. It was 3,000 pages of legislation. They totally turned on its head the arguably one of the most complex parts of our economy. And to say this is going to change overnight, it's simply not going to happen. So the thing that I think that we all need to embrace is the fact that we need this done right, not quick. We'd like to have both right and quick, but if you have your choice, right is certainly better. And we are committed. Look, we didn't cause this problem. Not one Republican voted for it, but we are committed to fix the problem. And to do that, it needs to be done right. And as a first priority, we don't want chaos. We don't want turbulence. We want people to be able to conduct their lives in an orderly fashion. And so that's the goal as we move forward.
All right. U.S. Senator Jim Risch joining us this morning on the Neil Larson Show. Senator, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today.
Neil, nice to talk to you.
All right. It's 8:18. We're going to break a little bit for the news. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls when we return on the Neil Larson Show. Also, sad to report that Congressman Labrador, his schedule has changed. He's not going to be able to join us next hour. But we're going to talk about Tommy Ahlquist. He's a new candidate in the Idaho race for governor, running as a Republican. There may have been a little bit of confusion about that a few days ago, but it's clear he's running against Brad Little and Russ Fulcher so far. Could that change? Well, we'll talk about that too, right here on KID. It's 18 minutes after the hour.
And now, an information update from KID's Morning News. Here's Calla Curtis.
This winter will likely end up being among the snowy.